There are times when a family is not thrilled with a son's choice of a spouse. There may be many reasons for their displeasure, but in Nathaniel's case, it was something very simple. She had the wrong name, and Nathaniel's father was willing to pay a big sum of money to make sure the wedding didn't take place. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Andrew Sheriff shares the story of those who founded a place today called Ripavilla Plantation.
The property here was settled in 1811 by Nathaniel Francis Chairs III. They were French Huguenots, Protestants.
The family first arrived in Maryland and then came here to Spring Hill, Tennessee. It was Nathaniel Chairs IV who built his home here.
All Nathaniel Chairs, for some reason, married Sarahs, first name Sarah. And we're not entirely sure how that all, that tradition got started. Nathaniel Chairs IV got engaged to Susan McKissick.
Because his fiance was named Susan rather than Sarah, there was a big problem.
His father apparently was upset that Susan wasn't a Sarah and offered his son money, actually $5,000 in gold, not to marry her just because of her name.
Susan's father owned a masonry business. He made a counteroffer to persuade the wedding to take place.
Her father more or less offered to supply the brick and labor to build a large home. So the marriage takes place, but apparently on their wedding day, Nathaniel's father went ahead and gave him that money, so there'd be no hard feelings between the two families.
The couple had several children, including a daughter they named, you guessed it, Sarah. Remember, you can catch all of our stories right here and see the pictures with the stories by following American Countryside on Facebook. This story continues next time as we travel the countryside in Spring Hill, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McCrae.